Hello and welcome to the O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast. My name is Pete Edgerton, one of the presenters of local radio station Your Harrogate. Maybe you're listening to this very podcast via the radio station website, yourharrogate.co.uk, or from your favourite podcast place. Thank you very much for spending a bit of time with us. In the last episode, I was speaking to Dr. Jason O'Connor about lower back pain.
I think two leading causes of people why they go to see their GP actually is it's either stress, anxiety related, or back pain. You know, they're two of the top ones really, and they often intertwine as well.
That's all you're getting for now. If you want to go back and discover more how chiropractic care can help with maybe your lower back pain, episode number 5 is the one that you need to dig out. And now in this 6th episode, we are focusing on chiropractic care in the elderly. Without further ado, it's Dr. Jason O'Connor.
A lot of times it's not the age of your spine, it's the health of your spine. So it's that thing like with your teeth, isn't there? I always use that as an analogy. There's people in their 80s got their own teeth functioning really well, and then people in their 20s, they're rotting, they're falling out. Why? Because they're not taking good care of it. So it's always good to take care of it before. So getting chiropractic care when you're young is the best way of preventing those issues. But if you haven't, it still doesn't mean that we can't help. And a lot of people worry that, yeah, you just naturally, your spine wears out, which again is just not true. There's a lot of people in their 80s, we could show you, with full discs that are really healthy and no wear and tear, no arthritis, and also no osteoporosis as well. So again, it's trying to bust those myths of thinking, oh, this is the natural thing that happens and there's nothing you can do about it, because often it's like taking that responsibility away from ourselves and, oh, there's nothing to do about it, it's just going to happen. But actually, there's lots of active things you can do. But if you're getting problems with your joints, if your spine's not straight and aligned, you're going to get more and more problems with that. So, you know, it's often people, oh, my knee wore out, got old, and they had a knee replacement, but the other knee is fine. You know, that's the same age. Why did one knee wear out considerably faster than the other? Same with the hip joints. You know, mum had a bad hip. It's not genetic. So it's like, why did that right hip or why did that left hip wear down quicker? So if you went to your car, for instance, and you got to it and three of the tyres were fine and one of them was worn down, you wouldn't say, oh, it's just an old tyre, just replace it. You say, something's not moving correctly, something's not right here, well, that's wearing down quicker. So that's the same in people's spines. And that can be from a young person, but what you'll find at old age, if it's not been corrected, it's been there much longer, so you can see bigger problems, bigger adaptations in the system. So often there's more work to do, but that doesn't mean that you can't help it.
When we talk about osteoporosis, that's bone density, the osteoarthritis, how do they differ as conditions?
What you'll find, if someone's got osteoarthritis, they usually move less, not necessarily in pain, but they tend to be stiffer, less mobile, so then they do less load-bearing exercise. And the number one reason for osteoporosis is, or one of the number ones, is lack of exercise, lack of load bearing exercise. So the two can be linked that way, but not directly in terms of one causes the other in terms of a disease of the bone, but actual in terms of how it changes our activity and our day-to-day living. So if we can prevent osteoarthritis, we've got a good chance then of helping prevent osteoporosis as well. But yeah, with chiropractic care, it looks, again, the function, the movement of that person as a whole, because one of the big things we've found is if a joint's not moving fully, it doesn't absorb shock as well, so then it wears down quicker. So it's like if you've got no shock absorbency on your car, you know, no suspension, if it's going to jar more and obviously wear quicker. So is that the same in the body? So just actually mobilizing the spine, aligning it, that can reduce the risk of osteoarthritis considerably, and then reduce the risk of osteoporosis by that person tends to be more active, doing more exercise, and just tends to be healthier.
Obviously, with osteoporosis, the thinning of the bones, people then get concerned about having treatment because, well, you know, my back is delicate, I've got osteoporosis. There's a very much a difference, isn't there, to you guys adjusting somebody who's a big, burly rugby lad as opposed to a frail 80-something.
Yeah, every adjustment, every person that we care for, it's specific to them. So yeah, as you say, I'm not going to adjust the same on a 20-stone, 20-year-old rugby player as I am a 90-year-old with osteoporosis. The care is specific, and the techniques we use are so different as well. And I've got a couple of patients I'm thinking of that have had spinal fractures, but were able to care for them and get them moving better and get them out of pain. And so they don't go through that cycle because they come to less function and, you know, unfortunately less life once you stop moving. And that's the thing, is your function directly dictates your lifestyle, which then dictates your health. So I find that people are concerned, say, about osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, they tend to think, well, I'll avoid exercise. They get weaker, so they get less muscle density. Even if the elderly people you see at the gym, they tend to stay away from things like weights because they think, oh, no, you don't need lifting weights. But that's exactly what you need to do. You need to do more weights as you get older because we actually lose muscle mass and bone density. So what's a way to build both of those? Lifting weights. But it's doing it safely, so it's getting the right advice. Another thing we find, if the back's not functioning very well, it affects the nerve flow down the legs. So yeah, people have the sciatic nerve and people think of sciatic and pain, but actually most of what that nerve is doing is coordinating muscles. It's giving proprioceptive feedback to the brain. What that means is your brain knows where your feet are, and it can understand there's a slope in the floor or a change in gradient, and it will react to that subconsciously. Now, if someone's got a poorly functioning spine, or especially lower back, they can get poor neural feedback down to their feet. What happens from that? The risk of falling goes up considerably. And we know, especially in the elderly, one of the big problems with falling is hip fractures. And they know that then the survival rate after a hip fracture in that first year is pretty poor. So this is why coming in, what do you want to do? Do you want to try and treat that patient and after the hip fracture in the hospital, try and then do all that physio and try and get them back moving again, which the likelihood they're not going to recover that well from? Or do we want to stop them falling in the first place? So a lot of what I do is to help make sure that proprioceptive, that neural feedback's working really well in the elderly. They're doing the right exercises, they're challenging their spine and their muscles to keep themselves strong. And we're more preventing problems, or even if they do have a fall, their body's strong enough that it can take that impact. So again, the body's ability to adapt and cope, that's what dictates health, not how you feel, but how well the body adapts to stress. So as you say, as you get older, your adaptability is one of the things that gets less, but that's why chiropractic care can improve that significantly. A lot of the elderly I speak to and take care of, is they're concerned about their mental health. I think a lot more awareness of dementia, Alzheimer's, those type of conditions. You know, their parents, they've seen them deteriorate. And they're like, I don't want to end up like that. What can I do? And they'll often think of crosswords and Sudoku puzzles and things that I'm just coming back to, how can chiropractic care help? Well, again, that movement, that activity, 50% of brain activity is processed through the cerebellum, and its movement is driven by movement. So when, think of it, if you're sat around all day, sat watching the TV programs, we're not getting that stimulation to the brain. Often elderly people move into bungalows as well to make it easier. And one of the things that you'll always hear me saying to, you know, the elderly patients, you know, beware of comfort, you know, comfort kills. It's the struggle that keeps us alive. So for instance, climbing stairs, that taxes the brain so much, so infinitely more than doing a crossword or doing a Sudoku puzzle. Like the coordination of all the muscles, the proprioceptive input going up the brain, challenging the joints, all that in just a few steps, like the millions and millions of signals that have to go up to the brain has to process and send back again. That kind of healthy neural feedback is keeping the brain alive, and it's getting all the nutrition, and then we talked about the cerebrospinal fluid moving around the brain, and movement is so important. So we find that as activity decreases, as movement decreases, so does brain health, you know, because it's not getting that stimulation. Use it or lose it, you know, that firing, we've got to keep doing that. Again, if you're getting chiropractic care, we're getting stimulus up through the spine, up into the brain, we're allowing more, kind of facilitating more movement, better balance. So we know that as a result of that, the brain's got a better chance to stay healthy and to function optimally. And like you say, if your brain's not functioning well, you know, what's the point? So chiropractic care is not about, like you say, achy back, achy neck. It's about the health of the brain, the communication of the brain and the stimulation of it and keeping it functioning, firing. And that can often prevent a lot of those conditions or certainly kind of stop them from worsening if they've already started.
And I'm assuming that from day one, the process into starting that chiropractic care is exactly the same with the x-rays that you can offer and the different scans, just to kind of get a better idea as to what's going on in that person's body.
Definitely, because someone's been alive longer, they're more likely to accumulate more problems. So we're going to take all the full history as usual. If we see signs that we're worried about joint problems, osteoporosis, we can take those x-rays on that day, and then I've got that knowledge that day to see, and then I can give care and recommendations having that knowledge. And this is one of the biggest things that can avoid risks if someone's got some pre-existing problems going on that they often have no idea, they have no symptoms from. You don't feel osteoporosis. Often you don't feel osteoarthritis because it's a slow decay. Compare it to like heart disease. You don't feel the arteries hardening or the heart enlarging. It's the same with the spine. It's often slowly decaying in the background, but you have no idea. But when we take those images, when we do those tests, when we do those neurological tests, we can see where it is, the impact it's having. Then what a big part of what we do is implement advice and care and adjustments. And then we redo those tests to say, have we shifted that person towards better health, better function? Have we reduced that risk of that person falling, getting injured, or their health deteriorating at a more rapid rate?
Young or old, if you would like to explore chiropractic care with Dr. Jason O'Connor and the team for yourself, you can check out the website o'connorchiro.co.uk. You can also find O'Connor Chiropractic on Facebook and Instagram too. Thank you very much for listening, and I shall see you in a month on episode 7. We'll